And again, during my time at NATO, I've obviously had all sorts of interesting conversations. But one message that I would say in those days, when we were only 16 countries and faced bad guys with black hats and red stars on their hats, I would say to particularly our American, British, and French friends that the nuclear weapon members of NATO had no monopoly on wisdom, and that they had to listen and listen very carefully at the types of commentary and analysis that the other members of NATO brought to the table, and hopefully listen to the wisdom that has been conveyed and hopefully continues to be conveyed. It's an interesting time for NATO and how NATO will evolve in terms of its future role, and the unpredictability, unfortunately, of some of the actions by Russia have made things more difficult. And again, we need caution and real wisdom to move forward.
Mr. Grinius, I want to sincerely thank you for doing this interview. It's been an honor to complete this interview with you. And in addition, I'm certain that all of the young professionals and youth listening to this interview today will be interested in reading some of your recent publications and your publications that have been posted on the Canadian Global Affairs Institute. Can you briefly discuss some of your most recent publications for those who are interested in continuing to read more of the work that you have out there?
Well, thank you for that. The latest work that was published was kind of an analysis, a think piece on the South China Sea and what is happening there in terms of the security consequences of China's actions in the South China Sea and some of the implications. I call it South China Sea and the New Great Game in terms of the United States and being in the Asia-Pacific region and China's rise, global rise. So that's my latest one. I did a piece on Chinese-North Korean relations, lips to teeth, as they like to describe it, in terms of how that relationship is fraying around the edges, and China has to rethink its support of North Korea. Last year, I did a major piece called Canada and Asia Pacific. Prosperity and security, where I argued that this was under the Harper government, that they put a lot of emphasis on Canada's trade with China, Japan, all of that, and the fact that it's good for Canada, and I think it is, but they kind of forgot about the security aspect of Asia and where Canada should an equal contributor. And in that context, it was North Korea, South China Sea, what is happening in ASEAN and Southeast Asia, India, Pakistan. And I talked about the global 21st century global challenges. So those are the kind of the things. There's mostly an emphasis on Asia, Canada's role in Asia, but I've also written a number of articles on nuclear arms control, disarmament. So some of those have also appeared in the Global Affairs site. So thank you for that, and that's the sort of stuff that I'm doing currently.
And for those who are interested in connecting with you directly, whether it be via social media or email, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you if they have any questions or are interested in perhaps talking to you?
Well, I guess they can certainly contact you, and I'll be happy to do that link through. My email.
Absolutely. Yes. So if anyone has any questions, you can contact me directly. My email is surma.legal@gmail.com. That's surma.legal@gmail.com. Now, Mr. Grinius, would you like to leave any final words for all of our listeners today?
Well, you actually summed it up by saying people have to be engaged, and I could again just reemphasize the need to remain curious about the world, and then to get out there and experience it, and figure out how you, as a Canadian, can make Canada and the world a better place.
Mr. Grinius, I want to mention that with all of your service to Canada, you've certainly made the world a better place. We all appreciate your service in the Canadian Armed Forces, and for all of your service in diplomacy, serving Canada and representing all of Canada as a diplomat for a long period of time. We all greatly appreciate your service and the work that you have done representing Canada internationally. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Much appreciated.